This is Maryland Eastern Shore Basketball from sfmsports.net.
Now, Coach Crafton, a brand new year, a brand new Hawk team out there. Your thoughts in the last 40 minutes?
Hey, you know, I thought our guys clawed. You know, we've been through a lot. Show some toughness. You know, it was good to see them fight through all this adversity. We've gone through injuries, travel schedule, get to lead play, show some fight, close the team out. Long way to go. Good to see Brian out there playing, doing some things well. We got a long way to go, but we're going to enjoy this a little bit.
I tell you, I saw you yesterday, and I said to you, man, you guys didn't practice like a 1-14 team, and I think that's a tribute to you and your coaching staff. Now, just your thoughts on getting your first win here at the Heights, and it's a Division I, and it's against Howard.
You know, I think it, you look at it, and I'm always terrible with these milestone things, yeah, you know, because it's my second go-around as a head coach. I think the first go-around I was a little bit more on that type of stuff, but it is exciting to kind of just get the monkey off the back a little bit, get a Division I win in conference, start things up, and to try to see if we can just take this week break we have in terms of in between games and try to get a little bit more healthier, you know, and just kind of take care of our bodies, because I do think that we're a little winded from the wear and tear of the schedule that we played.
A different kind of game, not much flow to it. Lots of fouls, lots of free throws attempted. Making up for lost time with 37 free throws attempted, made 25 of them, and 68%, not the highest, but certainly not the lowest, and certainly put Howard away just by sheer volume of free throws.
Well, shooting. If you look at the numbers, we're shooting 59% from three. If you look at early in the season, the first few games, we were in the high 40s, then the low 50s. So for this basketball team to shoot 67.6 from the free throw line is an increase. So, you know, we'll take it. You know, 37 free throw attempts. You know, we've been pushing to try to see if we can get ourselves placed to be at an 18 to 20 attempt range. So I thought we were a little bit aggressive. They played zone. The challenge in that game is just that they play zone the entire game, and we haven't played any teams so far that are all zone. So when you combine that with the press, we had to make basketball plays tonight. We had to make passes. We had to share the basketball. And we had to execute sometimes without the coach being able to help you on the floor. And I thought we did that in spots. And Brian was big, just giving our young freshman point guard a chance to catch a breather. And Brian made some big plays.
What about the play of your big guys, Cheeseman and Walter?
You know, I thought the bigs game for them, because it was hard for us to just kind of come down and execute some action to be able to get them the ball. But I thought we were able to get them the ball on the move as they were relocating and moving around and within our offense. They did a great job on the offensive glass. Great job getting themselves to the free throw line, getting a second chance opportunities. And to see Cheeseman be able to come out first conference game struggling, go 17-7, you know, that's big for us. I also was excited about Gabe's effort on the offensive glass as well. Bruce Guy came off the bench and did some solid things for us as well, going 3-for-3 from the free throw line and getting three rebounds. So all-out team contribution. Place. We're going to play everybody at this point and just, you know, go whoever's playing well.
And the play of the game from one of your bigs, Walter Prevost, man-sized dunk down low in traffic over a Howard defender, and he's just a sophomore. I mean, that's if he's doing that as a sophomore, we get him for two more years after this.
He's a guy that I've got to get my hands on for a spring and a full summer, you know, with some plyometrics, some power lifting, some Olympic lifting, and really just hone that body and get him to a place where he's able to play with some power and some ferociousness, with some consistency. He's a kid that's got a lot of promise. We see that, and we wanted to see him continue to get better.
Well, we got a week until North Carolina A&T game. What's the message to your team after a win tonight and a week to prepare for the Aggies?
You know, with me, nothing changes. Let's get better. You know, it's getting better for us starts with taking the next 2 days and kind of like taking a step back. You know, tomorrow I need to give them the day. You know, Monday we kind of need to give them the day. They haven't had a chance to have back-to-back days where they could just like catch their breath. Then we'll get back to it on Tuesday and start talking about A&T. But the emphasis will always be on us.